You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Now that the trade deadline has passed, things are looking a lot clearer for a lot of teams in the major leagues, maybe even including the Angels. I'm not quite sure. That's why I'm going to ask Alden Gonzalez about that. I'm Allison Sutter. Alden, okay, so it is time for the young players to step up, and we know that. We've known that for a while, but Mike Scioscia is not ready to wave any kind of flag, red, white, blue, but I think he understands where they are right now. So some big trades. Hector Santiago to the Twins, Joe Smith to the Cubs, and I guess they got a lot of talent in return, right? So are they pretty excited about what they received?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of a risk, Allison. And Allison, I hope you're okay that Hector Santiago is not on the Angels anymore. I hope you've had a few days to recover. Now that Hector is with Minnesota, we all know how much you love Hector, and understandably so. So first off, I hope you're doing okay with this.
I'm doing okay, but I don't get to talk about him anymore because I don't do the Twins podcast. So now I don't get to gush about him anymore.
Well, you know, we're talking about him now, right? So, you know, nothing is different. We're just, you know, in a different light, maybe, we're talking about Hector.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the Angels took a big risk, I think, with the Hector Santiago trade. The Joe Smith trade, that one made a lot of sense. You know, he only had 2 months left in his season. The Angels aren't going to make the playoffs. So you have to trade him. And, you know, they got the best prospect that they could get, which was Jesús Castillo, a low-A starting pitcher. And we'll see what he becomes. But you can't ask for much from a middle reliever who's going into free agency and who, quite frankly, wasn't having his best year. Now, the Hector Santiago trade is very interesting because the big reason why they made that trade was because the Twins were going to include Alex Mayer in that deal. And I don't know if you'll recall Alex Mayer, but Alex Mayer is a former first-round pick. He was a consensus top 50 prospect in the industry not too long ago, but he was moved to the bullpen last year, and this year he has spent it pretty much rehabbing from a shoulder strain. So the Angels are banking on Alex Mayer tapping back into the potential that he had a couple of years ago. And even, you know, Billy Epler said it. He said that, you know, Alex Mayer is a high-ceiling guy, but there's a lot of risks attached to it. And what Billy Epler said was that the position that this organization is in, they have to take risks like this. And what he means by that is, you know, the Angels are a team that, as we've talked about before, Allison, wants to continue to win. They want to win even next year. They don't want to go into any sort of rebuild. But they also have a really bad farm system. So what they need is they need to maybe not do as much of just trying to take safe picks and prospects who are just, you know, have a high floor but not really a high ceiling. They need to hit on some high ceiling guys. So that's what they're banking on with Hector Santiago, is that Alex Mayer can get back to being who he was. I think he's getting close to maybe starting a rehab assignment again, and if all goes well, he'll be with the major league team in September, maybe mid to late September, and he's going to go into next spring competing for a rotation spot. So, and, you know, Angels fans ask me all the time what I thought about the trade. Well, you know, we'll see what the trade is when we see what Alex Mayer can be. Ricky Nolasco is a guy who's basically, you know, he just immediately replaces Hector Santiago. He's got the same amount of service time left before free agency. And the money kind of evens out because the Twins are sending money. This deal was all about Alex Mayer and who he could be, and the Angels don't know. Nobody knows, and, you know, time will tell.
Yeah, you do have to at least appreciate a front office that understands, I guess, where they are. And, I mean, we've seen it happen a lot. When you wait too long to try to rebuild your farm system, and you have to, like, break it completely down and absorb several 100-loss seasons in a row, and that would seem wholly unsatisfactory to, I'm guessing, Artie Moreno. I'm guessing that's probably not an option for this organization, right? They have to stop the bleeding before it starts gushing, I guess.
Well, yeah. Pretty much. And, you know, Allison, this is what a rebuilding on the fly looks like. And Billy Epler has used that term. It's something the Yankees have done. You've never seen the Yankees go into these long rebuilding windows because the market kind of is forces them to continue to compete. That's just what the New York market is. I'm not so sure the Orange County market is like that, is that demanding. But I think Artie Moreno is. He doesn't want a rebuild. I mean, I think a lot of what he does with the Angels is kind of structured after the Yankees. You know, he won't sell his stadium off to sponsorship. He likes to continue calling it Angel Stadium, just like it's Yankee Stadium. And he does spend money on his payroll, and he doesn't want to rebuild. But, you know, the thing about the Angel situation right now is, and we talked about it even heading into this season, if you don't want to rebuild, then you just got to keep spending money on big-time free agents. And they didn't do that last offseason. They didn't get the left fielder that could have really helped them. Now, they had so many injuries in the starting rotation that Yoenis Cespedes in left field may not have helped them. But if he doesn't want to have a rebuild, then he's got to spend on the free agents, and he's got to be willing to go over the luxury tax threshold. And they haven't really done that yet. So, you know, we'll see what happens in this upcoming free agent class. It's not a great group of free agents. And the Angels do have some money coming off the board, but a lot of that's going to be reabsorbed with arbitration raises. So, you know, there's a lot still left to be determined. I think, Allison, the big thing, and I can't overstate this enough, is whether or not Garrett Richards is ultimately going to have Tommy John surgery. So far, the stem cell therapy has worked, but they're not really going to determine that until November. And if he could pitch next season, then everything looks a little bit differently. If he needs Tommy John surgery, then it's going to be really tough for them to compete. And I'll add one more thing. I threw out a poll question earlier this week, and the poll question was pretty much, if Garrett Richards doesn't need Tommy John surgery, do you think the Angels can compete next year, can contend next year? And the results with more than 500 votes were 50-50. 50-50 split on that question. It's going to be really interesting.
That is interesting, and I would imagine that, yeah, I would have thought it would just been more of a negative response because fans are, you know, kind of a little soured on the season. So they tend to be a little pessimistic. But, yeah, you bring up Garrett Richards, and I wanted to ask you about that. So this seems to be a crucial time if, like, what I'm reading is on point here. Crucial time coming up for him. He's going to begin a series of tests kind of to see what's going on in there and see if, like, maybe some of the exercises he's been doing have done any damage. Is that where they are right now?
Yeah, he's going to have an ultrasound in about 2 weeks. And then if that goes well, he will start throwing. And so within 2 weeks, if he starts throwing, he's going to start throwing. He's going to start the progression of maybe long tossing and getting off a mound. And then if he starts throwing and doesn't feel right, that's when he'll decide to have Tommy John surgery. And that's why November is kind of the cutoff, because he could wait until November to have Tommy John surgery and still be lined up to be ready by the start of the 2018 season. And so the reason why he was doing this conservative care thing was he felt like he had enough time that he could still come back for the start of the 2018 season, even if he let this thing play out. What he doesn't want, what the Angels don't want, is for his recovery to then also bleed into 2018, because then they really lost time. So, you know, he's gonna wait a couple more weeks. I mean, it must be killing him, although he's been, you know, feeling really optimistic about this whole thing. And then he'll throw. And if it doesn't go well, he's going to have surgery, and if he feels right, he's just going to continue to rehab this thing. The concern with this would be that you never really know if stem cell therapy works because, you know, I remember one doctor described this to me as kind of he used the metaphor of kicking the can down the road because you're just maybe kind of, in his mind, you're kind of delaying the inevitable. But it seems like other doctors are pretty encouraged by the fact of Garrett Richards' tear is different. It's not his ligament tore differently in a way that is maybe more conducive to stem cell therapy. I'm not smart enough to figure out why that is or what kind of tear is more conducive to stem cell therapy, but there's a reason why it's worked better for him than it has for Andrew Heaney so far, and they're just going to continue to play this out.
All right. Interesting stuff. Well, normally I would say that we're going to talk to you again next, but we're not, because this is our last podcast, because you were
moving
on to greener pastures, covering, I'm sure everyone's heard about it, but covering the Rams for ESPN. So I just want to wish you well, Alden, and thank you for everything. And you've been a heck of a teammate all these years.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.